Aaron wants to give them the opportunity to apologize publicly, like he's always been asking. So if they are interested in doing that, then they'll come outside, they'll apologize to Aaron, and then we're going to have a birthday party and celebrate having won this victory. One letter they just responded to a lawyer who's representing Aaron from Parkdale Legal Services. And the other letter, they responded directly to Aaron at his request. He wrote them another letter saying, this is about me, please talk to me directly. And it's been one of the issues that he's had in trying to resolve this problem with the restaurant is that they don't seem to be that interested in speaking to him directly, or that's been a problem. So that was progress in the last letter, that they did address it directly to you, to Aaron. And so we're just waiting for the manager of the restaurant at this point to come out and see if she's willing to offer Aaron an apology. What Aaron was asking for and has been consistently asking for is just a public apology, right? So if you guys are willing to offer Aaron a public apology right here, just right now, if you want to say your story for what happened, that will be the end of it. Then Aaron will not be pursuing a human rights claim, and then we're just going to have a happy birthday celebration.
That's what I've been, as I mentioned in the letter, and I've met you in person, I apologize to you. Remember last week, I apologized to you, and I'm willing to do that right now in Pape. Okay, and then as I mentioned to you in your letter, I said to welcome you back. You can celebrate your birthday here in the restaurant. And I just want to make one thing clear. We do not discriminate anybody against anybody.
Also the washing thing. Aaron, the other thing that Aaron just wanted to point out was that in your letter you mentioned that you do in fact have an accessible washer. So he would just hope that in future you would make that your disabled patrons aware of that fact, because he wasn't aware of that.
No, he was going in there until the last attendant took him to the regular washroom.
That's not how Aaron remembers it, and what Aaron wanted to say was just that
he's been a past customer here before, right? He knows. We never ever had any problems.
You didn't know that there was an accessible washroom? Yeah. So all he's saying is just, if you're going to have one, it's good to make people
aware. We already have one.
There was one new attendant that took
him to the washroom. It's not really an issue with the attendant. Aaron wants to make that clear, that Aaron's attendant communicates. Help him to communicate using the board, but it's Aaron who's communicating, and no one's going to drive Aaron somewhere that he doesn't tell them to go. So if he went to the other washroom because he didn't know that there's an accessible washroom, that's what he's saying. And all he's asking for is just that you maybe make people aware of that next time.
In the past, he's been a regular customer here, I've always ran together with the attendant. That's why we never had any problem before. The last time, for some reason, happened to be in the kitchen. When I came out, the attendant was pulling him already from sideways.
Anyway, so is there anything else that you wanted to say? No?
But we're welcoming him for free lunch.
Celebrate his birthday. I already wrote that in a letter.
After the happy birthday celebration out here, maybe you'll go in. I don't know. Aaron says I don't know, but maybe.
If he wants to come back anytime,
maybe
he'll
do that.
He wants.
Okay, but are you happy with the situation resolution achieved? Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? All right. Let's have some cake on the sidewalk. So Aaron is frustrated with the restaurant for the original discrimination that he felt against him, the way that everything played out in the first place. But he is satisfied with their apology, and that is what he was asking for, a public apology. In that case, he's here now to celebrate his birthday and celebrate this victory. Just in case anybody doesn't know what happened before, Aaron was in the restaurant. He used the washroom, which was not accessible, and nicked the door on the way out, and the restaurant manager asked him not to come back and said that we don't like wheelchairs here because they cause damage. So that's the reason that we came here in the first place. We are protesting that kind of discrimination against people with disabilities. Aaron is very frustrated with that experience. It's not the first time that it's happened to him. And he wanted to take this opportunity to help to publicize this kind of discrimination and ableism. And it's had a successful outcome.
Way to go, Aaron.
We just spoke with... So we just spoke with Carmen Sanchak, the manager, and she apologized, and she expressed to Aaron her regret that things played out the way they did. She's sorry for that. They do have an accessible washroom, which they said that they will, which Aaron didn't know about, and they didn't make him aware of that. And what's the point of having an accessible washroom if your disabled patrons don't know it exists? Yeah. So they're going to try to make that clear to people in the future. And they also offered Aaron a free lunch or dinner, which he's still deciding whether or not he's going to take them up on that. But,
you know, what happened to Aaron was horrific and horrible, but it's by no means like a unique experience. Anybody who sort of experiences a disability become visible or are visible to people know that and could probably tell you a number of similar stories, some probably more horrific and some less horrific. I myself can't even begin to recount the number of times people have asked my wheelchair weighs or things like that, as opposed to talking to me directly. When somebody's using a computer or a board to communicate, these sorts of experiences are even more profound and happen way more often. And what these moments show us is how deep systemic ableism runs, right? That people are seen as nothing but being incompetent, incapable, unproductive, and dehumanized.
And I think what happened to Aaron is a symptom of the fact that Toronto as a city has failed to open its imagination to different sorts of bodies, minds, and senses that are present in our city. So in a sense, we're dealing with an oppressed and an oppressive imagination that manages to exclude so many different types of people. I think that this oppressed and oppressive imagination leads to one step outside of all sorts of new buildings that have been built, one step out of revamped buildings, heavy doors, one way a menu is presented, one way that workers have to talk to us and service people have to talk to us, one version of what a normal person is supposed to look like, leaving out all sorts of people who think differently, who learn differently, who move differently. We just fail to imagine all over the place that there are differences. We are a city of differences.
Some people wonder why a group like ours, an anti-poverty organization, would fight for physical access and access for everyone. And the reality is that most disabled people are poor people. ODSP rates are shockingly low. One-fifth of people on welfare are disabled. And people have to live every single day without enough money to pay the rent, to buy healthy food. The Liberal government attacked disabled people. The Liberal government knew in 2005 that there were 20,000 people in this province that should be getting the special diet supplement and work.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Aaron. Happy birthday to you.
Just to say that what this fight has been about from Aaron's perspective is the fact that Aaron is a person, he's a human being like everybody else, and he deserves to be treated like one. And this is this was one instance in which he wasn't, but again, it was one instance among many. Discrimination is a constant factor in Aaron's life. And this isn't the last time you're going to see Aaron fighting ableism in this city. He's going to keep fighting. He's going to be back fighting ableism the next time he catches it. And so he wants to say thanks to everybody for coming, thanks for supporting, and keep fighting.